Blackstone Audio presents Americans in Paris, Life and Death Under Nazi Occupation by Charles Glass. To the memory and glorious spirit of Charles Glass, Jr., my father and unwavering partisan, born 11 October 1920, died 2 February 2008. Introduction. In the plaza where the Boulevard Saint-Michel approaches the River Seine, water cascades down stone blocks of a vast monumental tribute to those who endured the four-year German occupation of Paris. The Archangel Michael stands guard above an old memorial that was rededicated after the Second World War, above all, to the civilians killed nearby when the people of Paris finally rose against their oppressors in the summer of 1944. Reading the inscriptions and looking at the stone lions beside the shallow pool, I used to imagine life during the 50 months from 14 June 1940, when the Germans marched proudly into Paris, and 25 August 1944, when they retreated in shame. I wondered how I would have behaved while the Wehrmacht ruled the cultural capital of Europe. Many books and films on the period depicted French behavior that varied from self-sacrifice and heroism to treason and complicity in genocide. But what would I, as an American, have done? Was it possible to survive until Liberation Day, 26 August 1944, without compromising or collaborating? Would I have risked my life, or the lives of my family, by fighting for the resistance? Or would I have waited patiently with the majority of Parisians for the German retreat? Nearly 30,000 Americans lived in or near Paris.